New trade alerts for June 22nd. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Today, we are pleased to introduce our latest series of quarterly trades. Before getting started, a few quick notes. These new trades will build upon the existing positions in the Trading Club portfolio. For any new members, welcome. You can catch up on our current positions in our latest portfolio review by clicking here. We also compiled the full analysis and latest updates for the underlying companies in today's trade recommendations in a separate document, which you can find here. As a brief recap of where things stand before today's new trades, the snapshot below shows the Trading Club portfolio positions, following the June 18th expiration of our previous options trades. Note that the $122,487 portfolio value includes $90,959 of existing positions and $31,528 in available cash that we'll be putting to work today. With that, we move on to our new trade recommendations. Please note that all prices referenced were taken as of the close of trading on Thursday, June 18th. New trade recommendations for June 22nd stock/ETF. Purchases no new trades cash secured put sale sell to open 1 Philip Morris International NYSE, PM, $175 cash secured put, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $6 per share. The recent price for this contract was $8.70 per share. This trade will require $17,500 in available cash to fulfill the purchase obligation of 100 shares at $175, reflecting a 14% position size. Sell to open 2 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 cash secured puts, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $1.50 per share. The recent price for this contract was $2 per share. This trade will require $6,000 in available cash to fulfill the purchase obligation of 200 shares at $30, reflecting a 5% position size. Sell to open 2 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, $30 cash secured puts, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $3 per share. The recent price for this contract was $3.55 per share. This trade will require $6,000 in available cash to fulfill the purchase obligation of 200 shares at $30, reflecting a 5% position size. In total, these 3 put sales will require $29,500 in available cash, which will be set aside as restricted cash until these options expire on September 18. For each trade, if the underlying share price closes below the put option strike price on the expiration date, the restricted cash will be used to purchase the underlying stock at the strike price. Conversely, if the underlying share price closes above the put option strike price on the expiration date, the option will expire worthless and our obligation to purchase the shares will disappear. In all cases, we keep the premiums, which we earn immediately upon placing the trade. Based on recent prices, we estimate earning approximately $1,980 in premiums across all 3 trades. Relative to the $29,500 capital commitment, that works out to a return on invested capital of 6.7% over 88 days, or 31% annualized. Covered call sales note. In order to place these trades, you must first own 100 shares of the underlying stock for each covered call contract. Sell to open 1 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, $35 covered call, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $2 per share. The recent price for this contract was $2.80 per share. Note, we currently own 100 shares of sell, and this trade will cover all 100 of those shares at $35. This means we are committing to sell our full position at $35 per share, or 14% above the recent sell share price of $30.80. Sell to open 2 Figma, NYSE, FIV, $25 covered calls, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $1 per share. The recent price for this contract was $1.54 per share. Note, we currently own 300 shares of FIG, and this trade will cover 200 of those shares at $25. This means we are committing to sell 2/3 of our position at $25 per share, or 32% above the recent FIG share price of $18.88. Sell to open 1 LandBridge, NYSE, pound, $75 covered call, expiring August 21, 2026, down to $2 per share. The recent price for this contract was $3 per share. Note, we currently own 100 shares of pound, and this trade will cover 100 of those shares at $75. This means we are committing to sell our full position at $75 per share, or 17% above the recent pound share price of $63.95. Sell to open 2 Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, $46 covered calls, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $1 per share. The recent price for this contract was $1.50 per share. Note, we currently own 400 shares of VUNM, and this trade will cover 200 of those shares at $46. This means we are committing to sell half of our position at $46 per share, or 6% above the recent VUNM share price of $43.21. Sell to open 1 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $35 covered call, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $2 per share. The recent price for this contract was $2.45 per share. Note, we currently own 100 shares of WBI, and this trade will cover 100 of those shares at $35. This means we are committing to selling our full position at $35 per share, or 5% above the recent WBI share price of $33.19. Across all 5 transactions, we are covering a total of $25,212 in underlying stock positions. This means that we are surrendering the future upside on this portion of our stock portfolio in exchange for capturing upfront premiums. For each trade, if the underlying stock trades above the call strike price at the expiration date, we are committed to selling shares at the option strike price. Conversely, if the underlying stock trades below the call strike at the expiration date, the option expires worthless and thus removes our commitment to sell shares. In all cases, we keep the premiums, which we earn immediately upon placing the trade. Based on recent prices, we estimate that these 5 covered call sales will generate a total of $1,433 in premiums. Relative to the $25,212 in underlying share value, that works out to a return on invested capital of 5.7% over an average trade period of 82 days, with 4 calls expiring on September 18th and 1 call expiring on August 21st, for an annualized return of 28%. And while we've capped our upside on the underlying shares for these trades, we've still retained an average of 15% upside from recent prices across all 5 stock positions. This concludes today's list of trade recommendations. Following these transactions, we will have invested $29,500 of our $31,528 in available cash into cash secured puts, while selling covered calls against $25,212 in existing long positions. Based on our estimate of premiums earned using the recent prices as of June 18th, we expect to earn a total of $3,413 in premiums, leaving us with a cash balance of approximately $5,441 after today's trades. Next, we'll provide our current market outlook and then explain how our latest trades and overall portfolio strategy fit within this outlook. Market outlook. By almost any metric, the U.S. stock market has entered the danger zone of extreme overvaluation. The following chart from Bloomberg combines 9 classic valuation indicators into a single metric and ranks it on a percentile basis going back to the late 1800s. Note that today's ranking has reached the rarefied air of the 100th percentile, making this the most expensive stock market of all time across a wide swath of indicators. At the epicenter of today's stock market bubble is the rampant enthusiasm for all things artificial intelligence, AI. We concede that AI will likely become, and arguably already is, a world-changing technology. But of course, every investment mania begins with something real and transformative. Canals unleashed a productivity boom by massively reducing seaborne transit routes, effectively shrinking the world. Railroads did the same for land-based transportation. And the internet changed the world by ushering in the digital age. In each case, investors were right about the technology. But in all cases, excess enthusiasm about the promise of this new technology inspired too much capital pouring into too few legitimate investment opportunities. The end result was wide-scale capital destruction of real assets and the financial securities underpinning the boom. We believe the same dynamics are in play with today's AI boom. Consulting firm McKinsey & Company forecasts that cumulative AI capex will reach $2.7 trillion by 2030. That would represent over 8% of U.S. GDP, marking the largest capital spending cycle in history. In the near term, this capex boom is fueling massive profit growth that appears to justify today's lofty valuations. But unless this time is different, we believe that a significant portion of this capital ultimately gets marked down or written off completely, with all of the associated fallout in financial markets we've seen in prior boom/bust cycles. As famed short seller Jim Chanos recently explained at an iConnections conference, the AI capex boom shares many of the same features as the late 1990s.com era. Back then, S&P 500 earnings were increasing 20% to 30% per year from the capex boom building out internet infrastructure. Earnings then collapsed 40% in 2001 when companies realized they ordered 10,000 routers and only needed 2,000. When the order books collapsed, it sent ripple effects throughout the entire dot-com supply chain of vendors. Today, S&P earnings are increasing at a similar pace fueled by AI infrastructure spending. Analysts are extrapolating the boom continuing into the indefinite future. But the moment this CapEx boom slows, we could see a repeat scenario where order books quickly collapse, taking down the overall earnings growth supporting today's tech-led bull market. Now, one of the common rebuttals against comparing today's market with the dot-com era goes something like this. This isn't anything like the dot-com bubble. That was a market bubble fueled by profitless IPOs, initial public offerings. But that all changes in 2026, with three of the largest unprofitable IPOs of all time slated to hit the market, including SpaceX, SPCX, went public at a $1.77 trillion valuation on June 12. Anthropic, filed to go public on June 1, anticipated in Q3, Q4, last valued at $965 billion OpenAI, filed to go public on June 8, anticipated in Q3, Q4, last valued at $825 billion, that's three companies that will likely IPO at trillion-dollar valuations, each of which burn through billions of dollars in cash a year. And therein lies the potential catalyst that could mark the turn in today's bull market, as these mega IPOs are set to unleash a tsunami of new stock supply onto the market. At the peak of the dot-com bubble in 2000, approximately $260 billion in new stock supply hit the market from IPOs. That marked the top of the cycle, culminating in an 80% decline in the NASDAQ Composite Index over the next 2 years. Now, we're slated to exceed the dot-com share issuance by nearly 200% with an estimated $750 billion in IPO share offerings. Never before has so much new supply hit the market at such stratospheric valuations. And if history is any guide, this flood of new stock supply will overwhelm demand and provide the pin that pops today's AI bubble. But don't take my word for it. Take it from legendary trader Paul Tudor Jones, who recently did an interview on the Invest Like the Best podcast. Jones described how he sees many similarities between today's market and the peak of the dot-com bubble from 1999 to 2000. He went on to explain how the deluge of new stock supply from IPOs this year will likely set the stage for the boom to go bust, just like it did back then. The bear market of 2001 and 2002 were a consequence of all the IPOs of 1999 and 2000. And then as they unlocked, you just had this never-ending cascade of selling. Jones went on to describe how the upcoming wave of IPO share issuance could represent 5% to 6% of market capitalization. And this comes at a time when some of America's largest serial share repurchasers have stopped buying back their stock and instead started issuing new shares in massive quantities to fund AI investments. Companies like Alphabet, GOOG, which completed an $85 billion share offering on June 2, the largest equity offering of any kind, in any industry, ever. For some perspective, this was three times the size of the largest IPO of all time, that of Saudi Aramco in 2019. The day after Google's share offering, reports surfaced that Meta, META, and Amazon, AMZN, are also considering similar issuances. This trend marks a major reversal of the prior 15 years of the bull market, when persistent buybacks from America's most cash-rich technology companies vacuumed up a steady supply of shares on the market. Now, these same companies are becoming the biggest share issuers just as a wave of new IPO supply hits the market. In other words, the prior market regime of engineered stock scarcity is about to become one of abundance, and it comes at a time when risk appetite is running rampant. The clearest sign of speculative excess can be found in margin debt, using borrowed money to fund leveraged positions. Margin debt in the U.S. has increased by a record $495 billion in the last 12 months, up 54% year-on-year, yay. Even after adjusting for inflation, the increase in margin has massively outpaced the overall market gains in recent years. This tells us that a substantial driver of higher stock prices has come from speculators doubling down on their leveraged bets. This market backdrop of sky-high valuations and speculative fervor presents a significant challenge for today's investor, and for us. The risks are high and rising, but timing exactly when these risks will manifest is an impossible task. Meanwhile, remaining in cash is a guaranteed path to losing purchasing power to inflation. This brings us to our portfolio strategy, where we attempt to strike a balance between these risks with a combination of offensive and defensive positions. Portfolio strategy. When building a portfolio, our first line of defense comes down to fundamental analysis and stock selection. In the company overview document providing the analysis of our current recommendations, we break down our current portfolio into three segments: software, commodities, and recession-proof compounders. We believe each category contains stocks trading at reasonable valuations, and which have not been swept up in the overall mania in other areas of the market. And many of these businesses sell goods or services not overly reliant on broader economic cycles. This includes addictive consumer staples, government contractors, and mission-critical software providers, boring businesses that produce high and resilient cash flows, generally trading at below market valuation multiples. We want to retain unlimited upside on a portion of these stocks given that we expect them to generate market-beating returns of 15% to 20% based on our fundamental earnings outlook. We categorize these holdings as uncovered stocks, meaning we have not sold covered calls on these positions, and thus retained uncapped upside. Following today's trades, this category makes up the largest portion of our portfolio at a 47% total position size, as shown below. We also recognize that every stock we own comes with its own risks of short-term share price volatility. Furthermore, if the overall market declines, we expect many or all of our stocks could get swept up in the downturn. So we balance that risk by consistently selling covered calls against a portion of our long positions. These covered calls generate upfront cash premiums that effectively reduce our cost basis over time. And while these trades limit our upside, we still retain highly attractive rates of return, generally targeting 20% to 30% or greater annualized returns. We categorize this portion of the portfolio as covered stock positions, which will make up 20% of our current portfolio following today's trades as shown below. Next up are the cash-secured put positions. As with covered calls, this is another defensive strategy that systematically reduces our cost basis on stock positions over time. We use these trades to initiate new positions or add to existing positions, while targeting upfront cash premiums to the tune of 20% to 30% annualized returns. Following today's trades, we'll have approximately 24% of the portfolio in cash-secured puts, as shown below. Finally, we aim to hold up to 10% of the portfolio into long options, positions, or option purchases that come in two trade types. The first are hedging trades, which currently include the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ put option, designed to generate profits during a significant decline in the NASDAQ 100. As a reminder, we created a special report that details how this hedging trade works, which you can find here. In simple terms, this is our crash insurance designed to limit the blow from an overall market decline. But given the rarity of these events, we limit the position size on these trades to 1% to 2% of the portfolio. The second trade type involves targeting asymmetry, or outsized upside relative to the downside risk, via call option purchases. We currently have one trade in this category, our 5 call options on British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which provides us with $25,000 of upside exposure to higher prices for a total position value of $4,835 or a 4% position size. We use these trades to get leveraged upside on high conviction ideas. The graphic below shows the full breakdown across these various portfolio components. In summary, the right side of the pie chart that includes uncovered stocks and asymmetry trades makes up 51% of the portfolio. These make up our offensive strategy, where we retain unlimited upside to higher stock prices. The other half is defensive trades, including a combined 44% position size in cash-secured puts and covered calls, where we generate consistent income and reduce our cost basis across the portfolio. It also includes a 4% cash position and 1% in hedging trades, designed to limit the impact of a significant market decline. The end result is a portfolio strategy designed to provide a high degree of resilience by combining together multiple non-correlated return streams for navigating a variety of different market conditions. In a broad bull market, we retain significant upside through our offensive positions, but we're consistently bringing in cash and hedging the downside with our defensive positions. And with this balanced approach, we believe we can continue compounding capital at our long-term target of 20% to 30% without taking excessive risks along the way. With that, we conclude our quarterly trade series. We will place these new trade recommendations in our live tracking portfolio today, June 22nd. Please note that the exact trades we place in our tracking account are subject to change based on shifting market conditions by the time we make these transactions. We will publish the transaction details on the Trading Club forum after placing these trades. We will also record a video walking through each trade, which we plan to release later this week. In the meantime, feel free to email us with any questions or feedback at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Thank you for joining us in the Trading Club. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.